Previously, not on Home Movie Club. The Lord of the Rings, Part 1. The Fellowship of the Ring.
The Dark Lord Sauron forges the One Ring, which he can use to conquer the lands of Middle-earth through his enslavement of the bearers of the Rings of Power, magical rings gifted to individuals from the races of elves, dwarves, and men. A last alliance of elves and men is formed to counter Sauron. The alliance face Sauron's enemies at the foot of Mount Doom, but Sauron himself appears to sway the battle. After King Elendil falls, his son, Isildur, grabs his father's broken sword, Narsil, and slashes at Sauron's hand. The stroke cuts off Sauron's fingers, separating him from the ring and vanquishing his enemy. However, because Sauron's life is bound in the ring, he is not completely defeated until the ring itself is destroyed. Isildur takes the ring, but succumbs to its temptation, refusing to destroy it in the fires of Mount Doom when he has a chance to. Later on, he is ambushed and killed by orcs, and the ring is lost in the river Anduin, into which Isildur fell. The ring is found 2.5 millennia later, and eventually it comes to the creature Gollum, who takes it underground for 5 centuries, the ring giving Gollum a naturally long life. The ring leaves him, however, and is found by the hobbit Bilbo Baggins, much to the grief of Gollum. Bilbo returns to his home in the Shire with the ring. 60 years later, and it is Bilbo's 111th birthday, Bilbo leaves the ring to his nephew and adopted heir, Frodo Baggins. Bilbo decides it is time to go see the world again, and sets out to visit the elves in Rivendell. The wizard Gandalf learns that this is the fabled One Ring. Fearing for his safety, Gandalf sends Frodo, along with his friend and gardener Sam Gamgee, to the village of Bree. Gandalf plans to meet them there after the wizard travels to Isengard to meet the head of his order, Saruman. Saruman reveals that the Nazgul, or Ringwraiths, have left Mordor to capture the ring and kill whoever carries it. Having already turned to Sauron's cause, Saruman then imprisons Gandalf atop Orthanc. Gandalf sees Saruman's ultimate plan. He has begun to destroy the forest surrounding Isengard for fuel to forge weapons for an army of large orcs, the Uruk-hai. Frodo and Sam are soon joined by fellow hobbits Merry and Pippin. After encountering a Ringwraith on the road, they manage to reach Bree, and there they meet a man called Strider, who agrees to lead them to Rivendell. They agree, but only because Gandalf isn't there to guide them. After some travelling, they spend the night on the hill of Weathertop, where they are attacked by the Nazgul, drawn to their cooking fire. Strider fights off the Ringwraiths, but Frodo is grievously wounded with a Morgul blade, and they must quickly get him to Rivendell for healing. Chased by the Nazgul, Frodo is taken by the elf Arwen to the elvish haven of Rivendell. Here, he is healed by Arwen's father, Lord Elrond. In Rivendell, Frodo meets Gandalf, who explains that he had been captured by Saruman and so couldn't meet them at Bree as planned, but has managed to escape the tower with the assistance of a giant eagle. Elrond calls a council to decide what should be done with the ring, as it can only be destroyed by throwing it in the fires of Mount Doom, where it was forged. Mount Doom is located in Mordor, near Sauron's fortress of Barad-dûr, but one does not simply walk into Mordor, and any attempt would be an incredibly dangerous journey. As all the others argue about who should or shouldn't take it, Frodo steps up and volunteers to take the ring himself to Mount Doom. He is accompanied by his hobbit friends and Gandalf, as well as Strider, who is revealed to be Aragorn, the rightful heir to the throne of Gondor. Also travelling with them are the elf Legolas, the dwarf Gimli, and Boromir, the son of the steward of Gondor. Together they comprise the Fellowship of the Ring. The Fellowship set out and try to pass the mountains Cadas, but they are stopped by Saruman's wizardry, and they are forced to travel under the mountain through the mines of Moria. After journeying partway through the mines, Pippin accidentally gives away their presents to a band of orcs, who attack them. The Fellowship then encounter a Balrog, an ancient demon of fire and shadow, at the bridge of Khazad-dûm. Gandalf confronts the Balrog on the bridge, allowing the others to escape the mines, while he falls with the creature into the abyss below. The group flees to the elvish realm of Lothlórien, where they are sheltered by its rulers, Galadriel, and her husband Celeborn. After resting, they decide to travel on the river Anduin towards Path Gerlin. Before they leave, Galadriel gives each of the travellers a gift, as well as Irvine cloaks that will hide them from sight when needed. After landing at Path Gerlin, Boromir tries to take the ring from Frodo, who managed to escape by putting the ring on his finger and vanishing. Knowing that the ring's temptation will be too strong for the Fellowship, Frodo decides to leave them and go to Mordor alone. Meanwhile, the rest of the Fellowship are attacked by Uruk-hai. Merry and Pippin, realizing that Frodo is leaving, distract the orcs, allowing Frodo time to escape. Boromir rushes to the aid of Pippin and Merry, but is mortally wounded, and the two hobbits are captured. The rest of the Fellowship decide to pursue the orcs and rescue the hobbits, leaving Frodo to his fate. Sam joins Frodo before he leaves.
What happens next? To find out, tune in next time to Home Movie Club, where we'll be discussing Lord of the Rings Part 2, The Two Towers.